Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight. Care 93.7, basketball season is here. Our previews continue, and we continue here with Jefferson County North, and now go to boys head coach. That is Corey Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, you look at a year ago and a solid campaign, no doubt about it, 15 wins and 7 losses. Before we kind of dive into 2022-2023, just give our listeners a sense of what to expect as your team kind of transitions into a new year.
Yeah, you know, you always lose a couple guys to graduation. And then with me being a new coach, we got a couple new things to look forward to this year. But, you know, I think we return a solid base, a good group of guys that I think are ready to play. They've had some success. I know they finished one of the top teams in the league last year, and I think we're just looking to kind of build on that. And I think if we compete well, we should be able to finish near the top again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's going to be a lot of fun watching how the Northeast Kansas League is going to shape out this year. And you certainly have one of the more balanced rosters in terms of the production that's returning. Again, you get 4 or 5 starters back, 7 letter winners in total. What has really kind of stand out to you so far about your roster and what you've seen here in the early preparations?
Yeah, you know, we only have one senior, but we have a heavy junior class. And kind of what stuck out to me is how well they play together. You know, from this summer working with them and then through our first couple weeks of practices, you know, they play really well together. They feed off each other's energy, and you can tell they enjoy playing with each other. And when you have a group like that, it makes it for some fun basketball to see and for them to play as well.
You being the first-year head coach here at JCN, and without, you know, not giving too much away here, but just talk about your coaching style a little bit. Like, what can fans expect when they go and watch a JCN boys game this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to rely heavily on our defense. You know, we got some athletic players, and I think after these first couple weeks of practice, our defense is looking pretty good. So I want to get up on the court. You know, we like to play fast, but also under control, which is kind of a fine balance from time to time. But, you know, I think getting up the floor, looking for transition points, but, you know, relying on that defensive backbone to, you know, play some aggressive defense, cause some turnovers, you know, make the offense uncomfortable, as I think we're going to have a lot of success this year.
What are your thoughts on the league in general, Northeast Kansas League, Valley Falls? The class last year got to the state tournament. They were undefeated in the regular season. I feel like a lot of teams have so much returning pieces, and you know, it's a good mix. Pleasant Ridge was really, really good last year, but they lost a really good chunk. ACCHS, they bring back a good portion of their team. Valley Falls is still going to be towards that top in the league. You just look at all these teams, and just without knowing a whole lot to this point, just what's kind of the expectations for the league as a whole?
Yeah, I think when you look at our league, a lot of new coaches, but I think the standard the last couple of years has been Valley Falls. You know, Coach Gassmeyer's had that program to the state tournament a lot recently, and, you know, they're always going to be the team to be, at least to start the year off. So, you know, I think looking at it from the outside in, that's the top program. But then, like you said, Pleasant Ridge had a good team last year, lost a couple of guys. But overall, ACCHS, I know, knocked JCN out of the tournament or out of sub-state last year. They have a good program. I know Mora Hill has some guys returning, and, you know, Oski, we played Oskaloosa in summer league this year in Perry, and they got us first game of the year in the Perry League. So I think there's you know, a lot of good teams in our league, and it should be pretty competitive.
Now we talk about the league, and you get right into it on Friday with the season opener. You get Pleasant Ridge at home. Again, very, very good. A year ago, they had a lot of kids that graduated. They had one kid go play junior college ball down in Florida. But they had a pretty solid JV squad, and certainly have a new leader at the head coach position. So, as you mentioned, a lot of new coaches here in the league, but Pleasant Ridge being one of them. How much do you know about them right now? What's kind of the expectations going into the first game?
Yeah, I wish I knew more, to be honest. They're in a similar situation to us, new coach, and it looks like they're having a whole kind of system change over there with the coaching staff. So, you know, we watched some film on them, but, again, we're just kind of relying on some fundamental defense because I don't know how much similarity we're going to see this year. And the same goes for them with us. I think it's a new system, so it's going to be a lot of relying on your fundamentals because there's not a whole lot of scout you can do beforehand. You know, we know a couple of their players. The Stephen Morgan kid is a pretty solid player. And then the Bayan kid is a pretty physical player. But otherwise, they're going to be a challenge, you know, and it's kind of going in blind and making adjustments on the fly and you know, relying on your fundamentals.
First-year head coach for the JCN boys, that is Corey Knoll joining us here. 15 wins a year ago, plenty of expectations, a good core of talent returning here as 22-23 gets going on Friday. They'll take on Pleasant Ridge at home. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and it's going to be a fun ride this year, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That was good. Thanks, Brandon.